I am very honored to be here today at the invitation of Brother Salman Masood. He and I have a lasting friendship, and it has been a great privilege to renew friendship with Brother Afridi and to start new friendships like with Brother Hassan. I am the United States Attorney. The President has appointed me to represent the Department of Justice in the state of Utah. My boss is Attorney General Loretta Lynch. And I join my colleagues, other United States attorneys throughout the country. There are 93 of us. And a number of us are spending this week visiting with Muslim communities in our area. So today, to come to the Khadijah Mosque again, to come again and be with your congregation is a great honor. And I bring a message from the Department of Justice, a message of peace and safety, and a promise to do our very best to protect your civil liberties and your safety. One of my main responsibilities is for the public safety in Utah and to enforce the laws of the United States of America. And we know that those laws are founded in the Constitution. The Constitution which promises all men and women the liberties that are guaranteed to us as human beings and the civil liberties that we should enjoy without harassment, without intimidation, and without threats or violence. So today I bring with you a promise that my office and all of the federal agencies who work under my coordination will do our very best to keep you safe. Because no person, regardless of their religion, their ethnicity, where they were born, should suffer hatred or threats or violence. And in this special place of the United States, that is the state of Utah, and here in the shelter of the mountains of this valley that has offered safe shelter to populations through time, offers the same shelter to you and your family, to you and your spouse, to you and your children. There are people who have bad intentions. There are people who do not obey the law. Those are people who concern me and that I will do my very best to keep from you and all populations here in Utah. I have a deep admiration for your faith. I enjoyed greatly the wise lesson and counsel from Imam today. And I have enjoyed getting to know more and to understand the tenets of your religion more through friendships like with the president of your society, Brother Salman Masood. I hope that my presence today gives you courage and strength as you try your best to live good lives here in Utah and in the United States. And I hope that our relationship will continue to be strong and healthy, for certainly troubles will arise, challenges will present themselves. And because of our relationship and our friendships, in those tough times, we will know each other and we will trust each other and we work together to overcome what faces us. I thank you again for this time, for your attention, and I am happy to take a few questions or concerns that you may have. Yes, sir.
Yes, I have two questions. A and B. One has real question that is a law in the United States that you can discriminate against someone, especially for work. It doesn't matter your color, you know where they are from. And now I have to remember who has been denied a job only because of her dress code. I was so told that because of that, but I believe that she had every qualification that anybody has. Is there any way of getting around these types of discrimination that are not open in the dress code cover? There's no way to apply with it. I'm not going to lie because of your dress code. Okay. But there's a way they can deny you because of your dress code. And question two, right now in the East Coast we have something called stopping frames. People have been stopping them because of the power is taking them down. Over the past year, 2015, I was stopped 3 times. And for no reason, the last meeting I got from her was, the last one I was only telling that if you move, I'm going to shoot you. For what reason I'm driving my car? This is a concern that you guys from modern IT all make us should be aware of. I know it's a computer in the street or a street computer. Is there any way of getting around?
Thank you very much for your questions. And I will repeat them as I answer them. So the first question is, what about discrimination for how we may dress or how we may appear? Discrimination in school or in housing. That should not happen. That in the Department of Justice, there are two options that we have. One is to prosecute someone for a criminal offense. Another option is to sue a person or an entity for discrimination that violates the Constitution or a statute of the United States. So there are options. One good thing that speaks well for your congregation is your ability to communicate and to form relationships. In every institution, we find that there are people who may be intolerant, who may have a closed perspective on fairness, but usually, we can work our way through the institution to someone who may be a supervisor or a principal of a school or a person in a position of authority who we may approach, and they may have a broader view on the challenge. And so our first option many times is to talk to someone's supervisor, talk to someone's manager, talk to the principal of the school, and express our concerns as you have today. And typically, that will resolve the problem. However, if there was something that was systemic, that was a system of intolerance and discrimination, then that is where my office can build a case against an institution or a company or a school or even a police authority. These cases have existed and they are a tradition of the Department of Justice, which I represent. Those are the extreme cases. Typically and hopefully, we can, through conversing with one another and expressing concerns, resolve the concern. So I hope that helps a little bit. The second question that you had regarded being stopped by police authorities with no apparent reason. And in your experience, you say 3 times?
3 times in 2015. I was stopped 3 times. The last thing that I could get from them, I'm sorry. The last one even said, if only you open your door, I'm going to shoot you. I won't talk to anyone else. And at that point, I mean, who can I talk to? No one is around. What can I do? I just abide by everything you told me when you came and searched my car. And I end up being, I'm sorry. That's all I got.
And I am sorry that you had that experience. I am very sorry. The options that we have are, again, there are persons who exert their authority in a way that is unauthorized and inappropriate. In most of our police agencies, and I know that they have visited you, I know that the police chiefs come and visit you regularly. In those larger police forces, there is an officer or several officers who regularly take complaints from people and concerns from people, and they will, because I have seen it happen. They will chase down the details of what happened, and they will look at the circumstances. And if something inappropriate has happened, typically that officer will be disciplined. Now, I hope that happens. We all hope that that happens. If, again, there is something that is systemic and a problem that reoccurs over and over and over despite correction efforts and despite warnings, then the Department of Justice will get involved to approach that agency and express concern, and if need be, take them to the federal court and ask for relief on behalf of people. So that is typically how it works in the United States. If we can solve it one-on-one, if we can solve it with someone's supervisor, if we can solve it with the administration of a particular agency through expressing concerns, and you have the rights as citizens, and even if you are working on your citizenship and have not received it yet, you still have the rights to assert yourself and to express concerns. This is grounded in the Constitution as well. The First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States guarantees some very important things. One is the freedom of religion and to worship according to the dictates of our conscience. Another right in that same amendment is the freedom of expression and the freedom of speech. We can speak without fear of punishment or retribution, like you have today. You have exercised your right today. Thank you. Brother Afri. Oh,
thank you for coming. We had the police chief last week, and we discussed with him some of the issues like what is happening in Arizona with the immigrants that stopped them. And I lived here for 40 years. Whenever the police stop you, you show your driver's license. But now, when the police stop you, they ask you for your green card, other things. So what is the federal jurisdiction in there that the police is not immigration? The police is the law enforcement agency. But what right the police have to check your green card or work permit or citizenship? What kind of jurisdiction the federal government have over there? We have discussed this issue with the chief. Mike Brown is really helpful, but in other cities we have that issue with a lot of congregation people that will complain to us. Whenever they stop him, the first thing they ask him, show a green card instead of driver.
You bring Brother Afridi brings up some circumstances from Arizona and concerns that were expressed there about police asking for immigration documents rather than a driver's license. And I'm not familiar with the Arizona circumstances.
In
Utah, if those concerns are there, you know, you should bring it attention to the partnerships, the partners that who have come here to visit you. They come in good faith. And Chief Brown and Chief Russo and Sheriff Winder, these are people who appreciate the partnership with your congregation. And if a particular agency concerns you, or even an agency from somewhere else in the state, those are good partners to approach. You are also welcome to call me about particular complaints, and I will have my staff look into it. But that's the best we can do. I can't correct things magically with this click of my fingers today, but complaints that come to me that warrant attention will get attention.
Now my question was, they have the right to check your green card, or they will just check the driver's license?
Every circumstance is different, so it's difficult for me to say this is the rule that applies to every encounter between a citizen and a police officer. Everything is different, whether it's the dark of night in the middle of the desert, whether it is in the city when there is a riot or a disturbance going on, whether the police officer has suspicion based on articulable suspicion that someone is carrying contraband. Every situation is different, so it's difficult for me to say this is the blanket rule for everything.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Well.
Well, you said the United States Constitution. We know the United States Constitution is a great document. We know that. And it gives the poor man, the weak man, power as much as the talented one or the ambitious one. We know that. But the United States Constitution for us as Muslims is suspended because the Patriot Act, suspended the United States Constitution, and we live under emergency rule in a way. Now, what are you guys going to do about removing the Patriot Act? President Obama tried hard to take the Patriot Act out. But the Republican, the Republican, you hear me, brother?
I understand now. Thank you.
Okay, my question to you is this. What are you going to do about the Patriot Act? We need the Patriot Act to be taken off. Can you guys do something as Republicans?
So I understand you have concerns about the Patriot Act.
Absolutely.
And I am a member of the executive branch. I work for the president and for the attorney general. I am not Congress. And so I don't get into politics. I take the law as it's been enacted and I enforce it as fair as I can see possible. You gave great compliments to the Constitution, which we all should, because it guarantees all of our freedoms. It guarantees your freedom to assemble today. It's a near perfect document, but we are an imperfect nation. We are a nation made of humans, mortals. And we all make mistakes, and we have different perspectives, and we do the best we can. And that's the promise I bring you, is that I will do the best that I can to apply the laws of the United States fairly in Utah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
John, can I ask a small question?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming first. My question, not a question, but a suggestion. Through the years, I hear a lot of people, they complain about this and that. But one thing that we need to educate people to take the officer's name or the person that who stopped them, because there's no way you can have a resolution until you have some name, so a face that somebody stopped you, somebody talked to you. You cannot just say, well, a police officer, okay, who's the police officer? What is his name? How many incidents that you have with that? And that will help you probably.
Thank you very much. I meant to bring that up when I answered the brother's question over here. Information is power, right? Knowledge is power. And I know it's easy for me to say, but when you are pulled over in the middle of the night, and it's very intimidating, and it's very scary, and your mind might not be like it normally is, but you do the best you can to take a deep breath, and be calm, and like the brother says, if you can get the officer's name, and he will give it to you, and it's on his shirt. You take the officer's name, you ask what agency are you with, what police agency are you with. This is the information that helps us track down and find answers for you. Okay, thank you, brother.
Thank you, John. I have a question too, and that is, I would like to know how our youth can interact with the department in a form of internship or which will give them knowledge of how the system works. So we can basically know our rights and as much as we can benefit from your office.
That is a great question, Solomon. And I encourage all the youth and the parents here to encourage your youth to do their very best in school, to study hard, to try to get an A, if not a B. Okay, a B is okay, but go for the A. And do the best you can. And if you are interested in serving the public as a police officer or as a prosecutor, a lawyer, then you do well in school and you seek that out and it will come to you. Because you know what? In my office, I am looking for diverse people to come work with me. And every police chief who comes and the senator who comes, they will tell you the same thing, that if you have done well in school and you have a desire to serve, you will get a good job, I guarantee it. But it takes a lot of hard work and dedication and determination, okay?
Thank you. Brother, I'm sorry to hear about your trouble, but I would like to get the particulars from you. But I want to make a general statement. In a few weeks ago, we issued a security bulletin. We worked for almost over 2 months to develop that between the different police agencies, the FBI, and it lists all the things one has to do if you are a victim, if you are a witness, and if you want to be anonymous and yet you want to be a witness. So this is also posted on our website, so you don't really have to wait for the next encounter for, you know, one of our guests to come. And because this can happen when you leave the masjid. And any harassment, whether it is from an agency, whether you have an issue with the school, you can list those things. and we will contact you and we will pursue that. So we have built these relationships to use them, not just for show and tell. And on our website, you can go and document any experience you have which you felt neglected or you felt slighted in any form or shape. So inshallah, we will take care of these things. And all these agencies have reassured that they will give us a feedback. What has happened to this complaint? What has happened to that complaint? Inshallah. JazakAllah for all of you to stay. And we will meet in the office. If somebody has any other issues, please also welcome Mr. Andrew. He's our advisor and executive assistant chief to U.S. Attorney. And this is his first time. We have Ben Winslow. He's with Fox Daily News. He's also coming to this event. Please welcome all of our guests, and especially our elders and the community who have first time come to our mosque. I welcome you on behalf of the Islamic Society, and please do come again. We feel really grateful that you took this opportunity to come today. Thank you.
Tariq was there, past president.